Did you ever use the stomach of the, you know, the of the of the of the beef for anything? Of course, you didn't slaughter beef, did you?
No.
Or the stomach of the hog for anything?
No, never.
All right. And did you ever make anything with liver? Grind up the liver and season it.
I don't believe we ever did ourselves.
Uh-huh. I just wonder about something like liver pudding or
loaf.
Liver loaf. And then, did anybody in the neighborhood ever use blood for anything to eat it? To eat the blood from a slaughtered animal?
If you talk of blood pudding, I never did.
Okay. Did people in the community, any people in your in around St. Clair?
I can't say that I ever knew anyone. Did you, Mama? I mean, you've talked about the blood pudding, all, but I never did.
No, I don't know.
All right, and the when you take the juice from pressed meat, when you make pressed meat or sauce meat, and you take that juice maybe and mix it up with cornmeal and make a kind of a loaf-like thing that you might slice and fry. I'll tell you what I'm thinking of, and I don't know if they eat it out this far west. They eat it in Virginia. And that's scrapple.
I don't think we.
Scrapple, but I never made it.
Uh huh. Okay. Well, that's really what I'm interested in.
I've heard of it.
Yeah. And then if butter is left out too long, it gets
stale.
And then or strong, you'd say.
Strong.
And then if it gets worse than that, and it's just completely useless, you'd say it's. I mean, some people eat strong butter, right? I mean, I've heard of people who like butter when it's strong. What I'm getting at is, does strong mean to you the same thing as spoiled?
No, sir, not altogether.
Yeah.
I've eaten strong, as I say, what I'd call strong butter, but spoiled butter, I couldn't eat it.
Right, okay. And then when milk begins to turn, you'd say it's...
Clabber.
But before it clabbers, right before it clabbers, you say it's...
It's flaky.
Okay. And then that, when it gets lumpy, it turns to clabber.
Clabber.
And then a cheese that you might make with that, you'd call?
Call it clabber cheese,
sure.
I guess.
Fine. And then when the milk, when you take the all the cream out of the milk, and you just leave that stuff left there, that...
Skim milk?
Yeah. You know, what did you used to call it anything other than skim milk?
Called whey, didn't it? Is that right?
Well, it could be whey. I just wonder if you ever call it blue something.
Blue John?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that expression.
Uh-huh. Now, a deep, an apple pie or something, some kind of a fruit pie, if you put down a layer of pastry, and then you put in a layer of fruit, and then put another layer of pastry over it and kind of build it up that way, what do you call that?
Cobbler.
Did you call that a cobbler? Or did you ever call it a? Did you ever call it a family pie?
Yeah, it is. I started. You know, I told you I worked a little carpenter trade. I worked with a fellow a year or two on a house. He's a carpenter. He was a carpenter. I followed that most.
Uh-huh.
Said he liked the family pie and liked the family to leave home just the time we got it on the table.
Uh-huh. And then something you might put over a sweet liquid you might pour over a pudding.
Serve.
All right. And now if with pie, sometimes you take some cream and put a little nutmeg and sugar in it and mix it up and pour that over pie.
You used to call it dip.
Dip sauce.
Uh-huh. Okay, dip or dip sauce?
Well, I was
dip or sauce.
I want to get through it so fast, I just say dip.
I see. But dip or dip sauce? Okay. And then between regular meals, if you have something to eat, you might say you had a little
snack.
All right. And if somebody asks you how many meals today have you
eaten?
Yeah, and you say
one or two.
Okay. I
breakfast.
All right. And so you say at about 7 o'clock this morning,